I'm appreciating Gil and Bruni's expertise at getting glasses, mask, and earpiece to all work at the same time. So one of the things, are you all able to hear me okay? Okay, great. One of the things I really appreciate about coming on retreat is the opportunity to practice, to strengthen the practice of mindfulness. And one of the ways we get to do that is we have not only this opportunity to sit and walk and practice mindfulness of the body while sitting, while walking, but every other activity we do during the day in between, this keeps sliding around on me, is an opportunity to practice mindfulness. And it's by cultivating this frequent practice, coming back to mindfulness, coming back to awareness, coming back to presence, that we are able to build what's called continuity of awareness. And that continuity strengthens the faculty of mindfulness, including samadhi and, you know, kind of gathered states of mind. And one of the really enjoyable ways, I think, to do this is mindfulness of the body around meals. So mindfulness of eating includes all the actions of body that we take when we're taking in each of these two or three meals we take per day. So it can be practiced similarly to walking meditation. Some of you practice walking by feeling the foot against the ground, lifting the foot, swinging the leg forward, placing the foot, lifting the other foot, swinging the leg forward, placing the foot. Similarly, with mindfulness of eating, you can be aware you're looking at the food, picking up the fork or spoon, dipping it in the food, raising it to your mouth, taking the food into your mouth, tasting it and feeling the texture on your tongue, taking in whatever aroma the food has, chewing the food, mindfulness of the body and awareness while swallowing the food, lowering the hand, and maybe taking a pause between bites and then picking up the implement again or just dipping it back in the food. So this repetition of a bodily action and mindfulness of the body while doing this action serves in the same way that mindfulness of breathing serves. You know, when you're mindful of breathing, you keep coming back to awareness breathing in, maybe awareness of the space between breathing in and breathing out, if you sense one, breathing out, bringing awareness to each breath anew. Same thing with this mindfulness of eating, bringing awareness anew to each lifting of the fork or spoon, each dipping in the bowl, each biting, you know, eating. So that serves the same purpose. I think many of you may have noticed if you're paying mindful attention to breathing, you become aware when you haven't been paying mindful attention to breathing. You come back and like, oh, I wasn't paying attention. And maybe you even notice where the mind went in between. Same with mindfulness of eating. You're mindfully aware of the body, and you, if you lose that mindfulness, go off for a while into something else, you may notice what that is, and you may come back to it again and again and again. So this regularity of mindfulness with a particular object like the breath, or the feet and legs when walking, or the actions of body while you're eating, serve as this beautiful practice of mindfulness of the body, and also beautiful kind of point around which you can notice when the mind, the heart, the body go off task for a while and come back. Now, just as you could practice global awareness of the body, you know, you wouldn't. Some people aren't practicing each motion of their foot. They're practicing more of an awareness of their feet and legs in motion, or they're practicing awareness of just their body in motion in a general way. You could do the same thing with eating. So, different times you may want to experiment with different things. One of the beautiful parts of this practice too is that you can start practicing the minute you're aware of the effect of food on your mind. So let's say you're doing walking practice before lunch, or you're sitting here in the hall and you catch a whiff of something they're cooking in the kitchen. That gives you this opportunity to see, you can simply notice smelling, or your mind may pick that up. Sometimes the mind will think, oh yeah, since I've cooked in the kitchen, I got into this little temporary habit of thinking, oh, okay, that's rice. Today's rice. Oh, okay, that smells more like quinoa. You know, so the mind had gone off on a little adventure. And at other times, maybe you get caught in, oh, wow, I'm really hungry. Or, you know, you can just notice the minute you notice a scent, what happens to the mind, what happens to the body. Are there bodily sensations of hunger if your mind goes there? Maybe you just notice smelling and you come right back to your sitting practice. But as you walk down to the dining room line, you can notice what happens to you then. As you walk down the stairs and towards the dining hall, are you just focused on mindfulness of walking, mindfulness of standing in line? Or is the mind leaping ahead to lunch? By the time many people get to the part of the lunch line where they can see the food, watch what happens to the mind then. Is it noting seeing, or is it leaping ahead to, oh great, it's burrito day, or oh no, not that vegetable, I don't want any of that. So there's all this opportunity for mindfulness to take in more and more. As you head through the line, you may notice yourself, just notice what is happening in the body and mind and the feelings as you pick up different food. Are you feeling a little bit of greed, like, oh, I better get more of this? Are you feeling aversion, like, ugh, I don't like that food? Do you notice yourself moving forward closer and closer to the person in front of you? Is there a little leaning into the experience bodily? So it's not only mindfulness of eating while eating, it can expand into these other areas. But what I would say is take it at an easy pace, just as Gil said, walk at the speed of mindfulness, eat at the speed of mindfulness, you know, allow yourself to do it at whatever pace gives you the opportunity to notice and be mindful of the bodily actions and of other things that are coming up for you. And above all, enjoy it. It's a pretty fascinating exploration, and a lot of different things come to your awareness through this simple action. You think, you know, you're just doing this action of eating food, and you can be surprised at what else pops up, what comes that's extra. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.